Johnny Barla is the brand whiz behind Koi Dessert Bar. If you think you may have heard of Koi Dessert Bar before but can't quite place it, it's the Sydney-based family business started by Aussie MasterChef contestant Reynald Pornemo and his two brothers. They do the baking. Johnny's behind the scenes working on the business and brand side of things, and he's here to talk to us today about how hospitality venues and businesses like Koi were able to adapt during what has been a challenging time for the industry. Johnny, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You've been a member of the Koi Dessert Bar team for a few years now. Your official title is Head of Brand Strategy and Consumer. Tell us, how did the business start and where does your role fit in?
So Koi Dessert Bar started way before everyone saw those jaw-dropping creations from Reynald on MasterChef. It actually started in the Pornemo family garage in 2012 with only $300, which was spent hand-making macarons to support the family by the boy's mother, Ike Malata. So Koi actually stands for Kids of Ike. And it was as a show of respect and appreciation for their mum, who inspired three young brothers to create what is now Sydney's most renowned destination for magical treats.
Go mum. So that's how it all started. That's the secret. What about you?
I came on board a few years ago, first as a diehard fan who saw so much potential in the team and vision. It inspired me to use my marketing skills to transform the brand into something like the Disney of desserts, a place that would surprise and delight foodies all around the world.
What a vision, and that it certainly did. It was an amazing destination that, of course, before a global pandemic hit and all of a sudden you can't rely on people being out and about, being able to visit the store, to dine in at Koi. How did you navigate that shift from being a very much an in-store experience to building an online brand?
Gosh, honestly, it felt like we were in some kind of apocalypse movie. 90% of our business at that time came from in-person visits and store foot traffic, and that channel was completely wiped out overnight. It was still iffy at that time whether businesses were going to remain open or not, but as leaders in the industry, we made the tough decision to close our doors indefinitely. Empathizing with our large community on social media and communicating with them every step of the way was key to helping us navigate that storm. We understood that if people couldn't come to Koi to have that moment of happiness and indulgence, it was up to us to deliver it to them. So we dug deep, and in 2 weeks, we fast-tracked our e-commerce strategy and launched what is now known as the Quarantine Delivery Service to select Sydney areas, and the community really came out and showed their support.
Oh, we all need desserts at this time, surely.
Yeah.
Talked to other businesses on the podcast before about how they were using Square's little white card reader, as it became known pre-pandemic, but now they've started using them for so much more than that. You're one of these businesses.
Yep, 100%. And, you know, what's really unique about Square for us is that our customers can easily use the Square gift card. So they can use the same card for in-person dining or to pick up cakes. And now they can use it to purchase birthday cakes and desserts online. So as such, we started to see people all over the world purchase gift cards for their Sydney loved ones to show support in such a challenging time.
Father's Day coming up. That sounds like a good Father's Day gift idea.
Yeah, for sure. And like we've got plenty of treats coming up. And, you know, that's the thing. I mean, Square helped us really well with setting up our online service to help all of our different ranges of audiences. So, yeah, super helpful on their part.
Yeah, they're so much more than a little white card reader now. They can help set up a website, help with invoicing, booking appointments, taking orders, the whole lot. Mm. Johnny, before you go, you're working with some pretty talented dessert kings. What's the best dessert you've ever had? What's your go-to?
Ooh, that's a tough one, especially because I'm a dentist's dream when it comes to having a sweet tooth. I'd have to say one of Reynolds' signature desserts called the Nomtella is my go-to. If you love chocolate, words cannot describe the things your taste buds will feel with each bite. So, and if you're up for something a little bit fancy, and if you're lucky to get it, it would be trying the infamous Golden Snitch dessert inspired by Harry Potter. you will literally taste magic. It's amazing.
Yeah, I think fans of MasterChef will be familiar with that one. And there's plenty more on your website, Johnny. I'll make sure I pop a link to that in people's episode notes so they can check it out. And if you do know someone in Sydney who has a sweet tooth and might like a delivery of a tasty dessert, you can use that website to order something for them.
Yep.
Johnny, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
This interview is brought to you by our podcast partner, Square. For more on how you can do more, sell more, and grow more online, head to square.com.